It is our great, great pleasure to have on the line tonight our two partners, the inspiration, not just the inspiration, but the people who had the idea for Healthy Wealthy and Wise magazine, which has grown to be the number one transformational online magazine in the world. And Liz and Rick Thompson. Liz and Rick Thompson are truly phenomenal individuals who, coming out of college, immediately plunged into being entrepreneurs. And one of the greatest things that showed us who they really are is the story that we heard soon after we met them of what they did. And I can't tell you the whole story right now, but basically, after 9-1-1, they were running an internet service provider, and they organized all the county, all the states around them, got a huge semi-trailer full of supplies and materials for the people who were helping and the survivors after 9-1-1, and drove it up themselves to New York. And it's just an expression of the amazing hearts that these two have. And equally impressive is how they have been able to put together just an incredible resource for people in Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And it's just a great pleasure, Liz and Rick, to have you. And would you please share with us how you guys made your first dollar following your passions, and what was the major lesson you learned from that?
Well, thanks for having us on, guys. This is great, and I always love to talk about this stuff with you. What we're going to cover is our first passions, where Rick and I got to make our first dollar together living our passions.
Oh,
and,
good.
And I want to take you back to that day, 9/11/2001. When the Twin Towers fell, chaos erupted around the world, and Rick and I lost about 40% of our business. As Chris said, we were in the ISP business, Internet Service Providers. It's kind of like a small America Online. And our biggest client was in the hotel industry. Now, as you know, nobody was traveling after 9/11 for a while, so anyone in that industry lost big time. In fact, Rick and I were just traveling back from Utah this week. We were flying back to Washington, D.C. on September 11th, and the airports are still empty. I mean, the normal people that you see traveling just on that day don't travel anymore, so it's still echoing through our society. But anyway, back to 2001, we'd lost 40% of the business. We spent the next year struggling, trying to build back, you know, just kind of scratching tooth and nail, trying to get hold of a business that was falling apart. And on 9/11/2002, a year later, Rick and I were sitting in a Japanese restaurant that we used to go to all the time, and we were looking over what we had done in the past year. And on paper, it looked really cool. I mean, we'd taken the company international. We brought high-speed access into our area, which was pretty new at that time. The revenues were doing better than ever. You know, we built back from that 40% loss and then some. And, you know, on paper, it looked great. But the reality was we were tired, depressed, we were burned out, and we were just done. I mean, we were not living our passions. What we'd basically done is bought ourselves a job, and it felt like a prison sentence at Alcatraz. So we decided that day that we were going to make a change. And we didn't know what that was, but we were going to make a change. So I sat down over the course of the next couple days, and I just mapped out what my ideal life looked like. And it was so cool. I mean, I loved doing that. I loved seeing what that was like and experiencing it viscerally, just to say, wow, this could be my life. Oh, my God. And then I stepped back to September of 2002, and I said, wait a minute. I'm looking at that vision, and these companies that we have aren't in there. And what we're doing isn't in there. Because I discovered at that time that my passion was empowering people. You know, I get the biggest kick out of watching people have their lights turn on, you know, when they realize how powerful they are, how strong they are, and that they can do it, that they can create their dreams. So that's what really turned me on. And the ISP business certainly didn't do it. So I'm going to let Rick tell you what turned him on and take the next steps for how we started doing this together.
Yeah, because you got to kind of understand here where we're coming from. When you're in an internet service provider business, your job is literally 24/7. you think a doctor's got it rough. Wait until you have customers whose, you know, internet access goes down for 5 minutes. You know, your phone lines erupt. You are literally on call 24/7 for all the customers you've got, you know, around the country, around the world, whatever. So it was a very, very high stress, high pressure job. It was not in the environment that we wanted to be in. I mean, my passion is having fun and making money at the same time. So, you know, for to be in a situation where there is just no fun whatsoever, and, you know, quite honestly, the profit margins weren't there for us. Just a very, very miserable atmosphere. So it took a real, real, you know, pressure building up. And you can probably relate to this, you know, that just so many things happened and finally we just kind of snapped and said, okay, something has really, really got to give here. The success that we're having here is not the success that we want. So we had to get really, really, really clear on what did we want. And once we did that, literally, once we did that, some very, very fantastic things happened, and that's where the story gets exciting. And Liz, do you want to kind of finish off where the story goes from there?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, up to that point, we had kind of dabbled in the personal development industry. You know, we'd heard of the law of attraction, and we'd read some books and stuff, but we hadn't really experienced it. But as those of you guys that know me, and Chris and Janet will attest to, when I set my mind to something, I'm pretty damned intense about it. And I was really intense about making these changes and, you know, having tasted that vision of what our ideal life could look like, that's what I was going for. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but once we got clear, Rick and I both got clear, the universe started to shift. I mean, it got really weird because within 60 days, we had an offer to buy our company. Now, we hadn't said anything other than to one another about wanting to get rid of these companies. But just this out-of-the-blue offer came in, and we were like, okay, is this real? And we took up on it, and 120 days later, the company was sold. And we were off on our adventure to start Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise magazine. And on May 1st of 2003, our first issue launched with Mark Victor Hansen on the cover and an interview that was done by Janet. And on July 1st, we made our first sale. It was a $19.97 book. Now, you know, 1997 isn't something to get all excited about, but we were pretty excited about that 1997. Then on July 11th, we made another 1997 sale. And then on the 14th of July, we sold $2,975 worth of books. And we were pretty sure at that point that there was no stopping us. You know, we had our confirmation. We knew this was going to work. And it just, I mean, the universe just opened up. We had people supporting us like you wouldn't believe. It resonated with the message. We were getting emails every day of people going, wow, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And we had one lady email in. She said she had gotten so involved in the Mark Victor Hansen interview. She was reading it while she was cooking dinner. She completely burned her dinner. So, I mean, there's tons of little stories like this where we really realized that we were on the right path. And what made it work was we took our passions, Rick's passion for, you know, making money and having fun, my passion for empowering people, and we combined it with our strengths of building businesses to create a profit that could support us, that could create the lifestyle that we wanted to create. And it's been Mr. Toad's wild ride ever since.
let's not forget that, you know, through this, you know, we get the opportunity to work, you know, hand in hand with Chris and Janet, you know, every day as we build this business together. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Oh, and I think you asked about lessons, right?
Yes. Give us, in brief, if you would, just the key lesson.
Very brief. I will tell you the biggest lesson I have ever learned pursuing any of my passions is to be stupidly persistent. Mm. And I call it stupidly persistent because you're persistent to the point that everyone around you that doesn't get it thinks you're stupid. And you just keep at it.
Right.
So if everybody you know that doesn't get it is shaking their heads and looking at you going, God, what are they doing? You know you're on the right path.
Yeah, I'm totally with that, because mine, real quick, guys, is simply a matter of realizing that an idea is just an idea. But the action and the activity and the energy that you put into that idea to make it a real thing, that's the direction that you need to go. You know, realize that, hey, everybody has ideas, but if you're someone who's willing to put that in action, to be that stupidly persistent person, the sky's the limit for you.
Mm.
Thank
Fabulous.
You both so much. Now, what would you like to share with everyone, and this is your wonderful opportunity, to, that you'd like to have them embrace that we're all about?
Well, coming up real, real soon, there is a great live event that we're doing, of course, with our partners Chris and Janet here. If you want to check that out, go over to www.destinyseminar.com.
And actually, we'll have Dan Cushell there with us, too, and Bob Scheinfeld and Marcy Scheinmoff, and okay, it'll be lots of fun.
Totally lots of fun. So, and Liz and Rick will also be there, and at our last program that we put on, they shared and added a huge amount to that whole weekend. So there's more than you could ever imagine at that wonderful, wonderful weekend. And Liz and Rick, I just wanted to put in my two cents. I know we're running a little late, but I just wanted to say that to be partners with you is incredible, because one thing that you always surprise me with, no matter what happens, and, you know, we're always surprised, and there's always something that happens and comes up, because that's how life is, and there's always challenges, is that both of you always seem to just handle everything with so much grace. And you showed that today when something came up. And I just love you both and thank you so much for who you are.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, love to you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Good night, all.
Bye, guys.